Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the Made Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
This is Lydia at First Post Corner. The Division M4 has started and the last boats of the Division are just rowing past me now. We've already seen a couple of bumps, which I'll clarify later, but I'm going to row to the grassy corner where Emma is standing and she'll be able to tell you all the action. Emma?
Hello, yes, we haven't had any bumps yet of the first four boats. That's King's M2, Keys M3, Pembroke M3 and Clare Hall M1 are all chasing after each other. It looks like the distance is closing between Keys and Kings, who would have been bumped if Keys not taken such a wide line through grassy corner. It looks like they're heading over to Gisson Corner now, going out of eyesight, but Clare Hall are pursuing Pembroke. There's less than a boat's length between them. But both of them, again, took different lines through grassy corner so that it's difficult for them to get there. Now coming around grassy corner at Jesus, which confirms the bump between Clare and Darling and Downing and Wolfram. Around at first post, Jesus have been closely pursued by Fallon. There's less than a boat length between them. They're both taking a nice inside line round the guts of this corner. Very, very close.
Yes, boys. I can just confirm, Emma, that the bump that I saw earlier was Downing have bumped Wolfson. Okay, back to you.
There is a bump happening between Jesus and Salwyn. It's not been completed yet, but it is very close, coming just out of the grass corner. They are touching. No, it looks like Jesus is pulling away. Yes, it looks like Jesus is pulling away. They're not pulling over. I can't see very clearly now, but it looks like as they're pulling round past the crowd, Jesus is pulled away from Owen. Very close to the
down here on Ditton Corner, I've just had four boats go past me. King's 2, Keys 3, Pembroke 3, Clare Hall 1. I wasn't on the line earlier, I'm afraid, and it seems like there's an awful lot of boats have bumped out. They're rowing down, they're holding station all the way down the long reach. Andy will pick up those in a second. Perhaps we just go further back up to Emma on grassy corner. Emma.
Hi there, yes, the sandwich boat has just gone past. It's the white flag, blue stripe. Fortunately, I can't remember who that is. but they have just gone past, so that's confirming a bump between Jesus M4 and Christ M3 earlier. First and thirds are in front of them. So I'm not sure what happens with an Edmund M2 though, but it looks like, yes, this one, the bottom of the corner, they are pulled over. So there was a possible bump between them.
Emma.
Yes?
Yes, so I'm down here on the long reach and I'm following what is turning out to be a very interesting tussle between Clare Hall M1 and Pembroke M3. We're about three quarters of the way down the reach now and the gap is down to about half a length. I'd say if anything, under half a length now. Remember, it's quite windy down here. The booth crew's struggling maybe to find a little bit of rhythm, but this is going to go right down to the wire. It's going to be looking very, very interesting. As I look back up the reach, there are no crews behind me. For now, we'll go back to Benedict at Ditton and come back to me very shortly.
OK, Andy, well, here on Ditton, the only boat to row past me between when I last spoke and now is first and third. And there's no boats behind them either, except this one that's coming along now, which I'm presuming is the sandwich boat. Well, that's correct. It's Homerton 2, the sandwich boat from the top of the M5 division, which means that an awful lot of boats have bumped out. We've seen bumps from Wolfson, bumped by Downing. Wolfson 2, bumped by Downing 3. Darwin 2, bumped by Clare 3. Jesus 3, bumped by Selwyn 3. St. Cat's 3, bumped by Trinity Hall 3. I believe I'm calling those correctly. Please say if I'm not. Andy, back down to you. They're out of my sight, those top four. How's it going?
That's right, and I'm just running under the railway bridge now. I'm actually slightly catching on Clare Hall, But the real battle, Clare Hall and Pembroke, and it's down to the cameras, is that I think they've had overlap at a point, now just a couple of feet between them. We've got under the railway bridge. They haven't got long left. This is where Clare will need their bumps too. Their bumps 10, sorry. They're pushing. I can see them straining, but I don't think they're going to get it. Pembroke look exhausted. They look absolutely exhausted. But I think they are going to throw over. I think they are going to do this. They look to be gaining slightly distance between them, up to about a quarter of the length now. In front of them, I can confirm that Keyes are rowing over quite comfortably, second in the division. And it looks, but just hold on for another 10 seconds, because the finishing line is here. But it looks as if Pembroke are going to row over what has been a fantastic tussle between them and Blair. Oh, it is so, so close. About a quarter of a length. They just don't seem to have that extra burst of power that they need. So I can officially confirm that in the next 10 seconds or so, they are going to row over both of those two boats. But now we will go back up to Benedict at Grass at Dixon Corner.
Andy, I think your running yesterday earned you a marriage proposal in the studio. I think you'll be expecting a few more of those today, given that epic run all the way down the Long Reach, under the railway bridge, to the finish line. Congratulations on staying alive after that. So, these are the results as we're calling them. Kings 2 row over, Keys 3 also row over, Ashby Pembroke 3 and Clare Hall 1. Wolston 2 were bumped by Downing 3. Darwin 2 bumped by Clare 3. Jesus 3 bumped by Selwyn 3. St. Cat 3 bumped by Trinity Hall 3. All these bumps happening pretty early on at the Plough Reach and further up. First and third 4 then, set to row over. St. Ed's 2 bumped by Christ 3. Jesus 4 bumped by Corpus 2. And Homerton 2 remain the sandwich boat. They haven't bumped up into the division. They row over. Back to the studio now.
97.2.
Your city.
Your Cam FM.